Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me on this Friday.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So the first thing we want to talk about is you had an event last week that went really well. That was the special farmers market event. So what can you tell me about this and kind of recap that?
That's right. So of course our farmers markets are every Thursday, but on the third Thursday we've been having special events. And since it's August, since it's back to school time, we thought it would be great to have a back to school night. So we know that the schools already do their own back to school night, but we wanted to do a different spin on it, more for the community. So if you don't have kids going to school, it's still a way to kind of show your Perry pride and kind of interact with some of the school groups that maybe you don't get to see on a regular basis. So it was great to have the Booster Club out, and they sold some Blue Jay and Jayette gear. The mascot was there. We had the student council. We had the junior class doing their fundraiser. We had the dance team. We had the drama department selling their items as a fundraiser, as well as DMAC and St. Pat's and the library. So it was just a really fun night because we had a lot of extra people. We had a lot of extra guests. And unlike normal Thursdays where, you know, a lot of people get there early for their produce and it kind of fizzles out through the night, there were people there all night because there were more activities and people of face painting and things like that. So it's just really fun to see people come together, maybe grab a Blue Jay t-shirt that's brand new this year, interact with some of the other groups, and just have that opportunity to interact with those groups, like I said.
And get some produce, right?
And get some produce, yeah. So that's kind of the point of this, is to remind people that we have market every Thursday and kind of give some special attention for these monthly events. As a reminder, this happens all the time, but give them a real reason to come down. And then while they're there for maybe supporting one thing, they're also seeing, oh, I can get this, that, or the other at market, and kind of remind them that that's an opportunity every Thursday and get people in the habit of doing it. So, and also just building community, driving people downtown and things like that is just all icing on the cake.
All right. And then you have one more coming up here in September. It's the last month of the farmers market, so it stands to reason that it's also the last of these special markets.
That is correct. Yes. So we will have the market go through the end of September, the last Thursday of September, and there will be a lot of produce coming on. There is now, and it will just continue. Although the dates are winding down, the market's still ramping up in terms of what's coming on. But with our last event, we will have health and wellness night. So we've already sent our invitations out to different groups to be a part of that. And so already starting to see some folks commit to that on September 19th. So it should be different from, you know, the health fairs and senior fairs and things like that, bringing in some of the wellness component. And again, it's just building community. It's bringing people down to the farmers market, bringing them downtown, and maybe interacting with groups that they maybe don't normally do. So it's a bit of outreach for those groups as well.
For sure. Now, changing gears here, this weekend is a pretty busy one in the Perry area, though none of them are, technically speaking, chamber events. They're still chamber partners, correct?
That's right. So there's a couple of events going on this weekend. They're chamber members, so we're happy to support them with their promotions, help get the word out, but then just also as community members, do what we can to help with that. So it's an opportunity to get out there and enjoy.
All right. So one of the two events this weekend is the Habitour. It is new to Dallas County this year, but they did it in Boone and Greene counties 2 years ago. So tell us a little bit about this event.
Yeah, I think it'll be a nice event for Habitat for Humanity in Dallas County to kind of showcase some of the communities on the bike ride that they serve. So there's an option for doing different mileage, 25, 50, and 100. And it's a fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity, obviously a great organization that serves our community. And so it should be interesting to see, you know, how well that goes and to see how it grows throughout the years. Just getting people to commit to a ride and get out there, support a good cause, and get out on their bikes and enjoy this good weather that we've been having.
For sure. Then the other event is happening basically the entire day. That's the annual Latino Festival.
That's right. So happy to have them bringing that back down to the downtown area this year. A little change up last year, but it'll be nice to have that activity again downtown. Celebrate diversity and culture and unity here in Perry with the Latino Festival. So from the 5K fun run in the morning, the parade and live music, obviously great food, dancing, things like that. So I just encourage everyone to get out, especially if you've never been there before. Check it out, see what it's all about. Have a little fun too.
All right. One topic here that I want to talk about briefly, because it's still a long ways away, but we now have an official date for Halloween 2019. So what can you tell me about this?
So there's been a bit of discussion leading up to the final recommendation and declaration by the city council to have the official Halloween night on Thursday, October 31st. So the chamber, the city, and the hospital worked together kind of to work through some of those details to come together on a set date for that. Normally it's on October 30th, but sometimes depending on the day that it falls on, there's a little bit of leeway. This year with Wednesday is a tricky night for some folks, and so looking at Thursday seemed to be a good option. So it feels so far off, but with it being fall and right around the corner, it's going to be here before we know it. So October 31st will be the downtown spooktacular trick-or-treat, and then the citywide beggars night and Dallas County Hospital safe and healthy Halloween. So, you know, you can go ahead and mark your calendars and get ready for that, because we always do get some questions. When is it? But now the date's set, we can just look forward to it and not worry about it.
All right. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today. I want to look back at the summer that was. We're nearing the end of August here, and it was a very, very, very busy summer. So talk about the successes and all the events that happened this summer.
Yes, so very busy, very fast. Can't believe it's already end of August and we're gearing up for fall already. But all in all, really successful, great summer for the community. Between our regular Friday fests and our 4th of July, we had also the sesquicentennial. So really just a great time to be here in Perry with all of the community activities that we have and to see people get out and enjoy them. It's nice to continue on those traditions and celebrate some of those milestones.
Absolutely. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think we covered quite a bit, just kind of wishing everyone a great back to school season and getting ready for fall.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.